This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
It's time for the Swain Event. Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time. With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get it to the mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event live from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, home of the Warranty for Life. Swain Event's fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-255-03 is our telephone number here to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And we are so glad that you are joining us this morning, 3 minutes past the top of the hour, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Ben McKee is in the studios of the Low T Center, and we are on location. We, as in Charlie Burris, myself, Jason Swain. Wow, what a weekend. Top 10 teams dropping left and right. The Tennessee Volunteers go on the road as a huge underdog against a top 25 team, a defense ranked in the top 10 in the country, and they put up 30 points with the help of a defensive touchdown and explosive plays all over the field. Tennessee comes away with a huge win, first SEC win since 2016. Feels good. Feels good on a Monday here in Knoxville, Tennessee.
First SEC win since 2016. First win over an SEC West team since 2010. First win on the road against an SEC West team since 2007. First win over Auburn since 1999. Lots of streaks broken there on Saturday. Really, really exciting. Really, really happy for this team. Because it's obviously been a long time coming. I was very glad to see that result over the weekend. Glad we get to talk about a win on this Monday morning.
Happy for, number one, these players. Happy for them, first and foremost. Secondly, I'm happy for coaches for putting in all the time, all the work, all the overtime. And then last but not least, our fans that traveled to Auburn, our fans that continue to stay positive and understand that it was going to be a process. And I understand how frustrating it is because here we are on our third rebuilding job with a new coach. But these fans have continued to stay loyal, continue to support, and I know that win felt really, really good for them. So, again, the players, our coaches, our fans, kudos. Very happy for you. Now, our own Benjamin McKee went to the game, and he said that if Tennessee beat Auburn, he would roll Toomer's Corner. See, we had this great plan, and we were going to roll Toomer's Corner, well, Ben was. Well, see, what had happened was because of Harvey Updike, they have all this crazy security and they pay attention so much. And there's a sign that says, please do not roll the trees. And so there was a guard watching. And I'm sorry, I don't want Ben's squeaky clean record and image to be tarnished by getting in trouble down in Auburn. So that is reason why the trees did not get rolled. But Ben, how was the atmosphere? Good morning, sir. How was the game there, my friend?
Good morning, individuals. The game was absolutely perfect. The environment from a Tennessee standpoint, was absolutely awesome. All of Tennessee's fans, obviously they sold out the 5,000 allotment that Auburn allowed, but then there were probably 2,000 to 3,000 more Tennessee fans that bought tickets on through other avenues and made the trip down. So I would say Tennessee had a contingent of 7,000 to 8,000 fans down there. And based off comments I've seen, you could hear us or them through the television at some point singing Rocky Top. So I thought that was very cool, and it was really cool to see the emotions of the players, the relief after the game as they kind of ran into the tunnel. But everything was awesome, and I did not get to roll Toomer's Corner, as you said. For many reasons, they had somebody walking around kind of keeping a watchful eye on the place. There were several signs that said, do not roll, or please do not roll. And then on top of all that, I was with my future in-laws, who are diehard Auburn fans, and they had just got their butts whooped, so I didn't want to rub it in their face even more. So I hate that I didn't get to do it, but it was probably the best decision not to do it.
Come on, Ben. There's no better way to make a good impression on your in-laws than getting arrested for throwing toilet paper into a tree. No excuses. No excuses.
That's fair, but I decided not to deal with that bullet this time.
I understand 100%. Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline this morning. Let's bring in Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
Hey, I tell you what, there's so many. First of all, Ben, I'm disappointed. I mean, you ought to have decorated the fence, if nothing else. Found you a little bush to put some toilet paper on. Toilet papers or toilet, their outhouse, whatever.
I thought about that, but I didn't want to have a weak showing. I thought it'd be better just not to do it.
Well, you could have went into a Walmart or somewhere like that, one of them places there. They got their Christmas stuff already out, some of them places there, and rolled one of them.
Roll something, right?
At least roll it.
Roll something.
In other words, I've got a for what before I get headed into the football.
Yeah, we just started talking about
that. That was game. For what? The for what was your caller that called in last night?
Oh, boy.
That was talking how good we did. In 28 seconds, he went from how good we did, how proud he was of us, and how this, that, and that. But he didn't want us to beat Alabama because he didn't want them to drop number one. For what?
Pretty ridiculous phone call there.
For what? I don't know. In any right mind, any ball fan that doesn't look forward to the third week in October to whoop Alabama's butt, and he don't want us to beat them. For what?
And tell them, Turkey Man.
I am disappointed. Yeah, but I tell you what, I'm going to move on right here
real quick.
Number one, I am so proud to see that we got wide receiver you back. And I am so proud to see that the dogs got turned out. But I'm telling you what, that was the best I've seen, and I don't know when. And looked like that JG was a chunk of darts, and they was going and getting them. And that, I guess to me, that and they was some actual hitting. And they was some actually head hunting going on. And, of course, I want you to talk about what that's going to affect injury-wise and players being out later on. But, guys, great win, excitement. And, by the way, I am champion today.
You are, man.
First call. Yes, sir. Have a good one, guys. Go Vols.
Hey, thank you, Turkey Man. Yeah, Turkey Man is the hour one champion here on the Swain event, giving us a call first. But I guess we'll start from the beginning. You know, Tennessee, and it's really hard. Pruitt said this on his coaching show yesterday. It's really hard to stop Auburn with their first drive because they come out. It's hard to simulate that speed. It's hard to simulate that tempo. And they do a really good job of scripting their first couple plays. They throw you off guard a little bit. And so they got the ball to Swartz a couple times, and that kid is probably the fastest kid in college football. Probably should get the ball to him more, Gus Malzahn. But glad that you did figure that out during the game. But anyways,
yeah.
First drive of the game. Tennessee was on their heels a little bit, missed a couple tackles. And Auburn goes down and they score. 7 points, boom. It is 7-0. If you want to get this crowd into the game. That's a good way to do it. And Auburn's crowd was into it as much as you could possibly imagine, being 11 o'clock kickoff there, local time. But Tennessee, from the get-go, had to face adversity and had to bounce back. And they come back down with the great drive, first play of the game. They rip off a huge run. They put together some really good plays, convert on third down. And then, boom, Brent Simaglia nails a 42-yard field goal. So you put up some points there. It is 7-3. And this is where it gets interesting, because Auburn goes right back down the field, and they drive it with the chance to score again. And Bryce Thompson makes a really good play on the football, forcing a field goal. I thought the referees missed a false start early. I thought they missed a touchdown call late in the game. They were a little inconsistent, but did not make any calls that basically cost Tennessee the win, but didn't think they had their best showing. Let's go back to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Steve, who is calling from Georgia. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Swain.
Good morning.
Hey, man, listen, you know, I could say all the obvious things about how, man, it feels good to be a Vol, and man, all these Auburn fans, you know, with their sad faces, it just makes me happy. I love it. I love it, Swain. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think players, coaches, I don't think you're going to find somebody who had more fun and enjoyed that game and worked his butt off and played as hard as Juwan Jennings. He's becoming one of my favorite Vols of all time, man. That guy goes out there and pours his heart out. You see the way he talks to his teammates. You see the way he's always pumping people up. And how fitting was it that he got that final onside kick, man? I love that kid, man. I love him. He's a dog. I think he's the leader of that team, in my opinion. And, Swain, I am so glad that after the game, he went up to Philip Fulmer and hugged that man. And Philip Fulmer was so happy for him, too. So, just great things happening for Juwan Jennings and this team. And I'd love to get your opinion. I know you love JJ too, but, I mean, how great was that, Swain?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Fulmer and other coaches in college football, they get criticized because they give guys who get in trouble a second chance. And they usually say, well, the only reason he got a second chance is because he's good. Well, there is some truth to that too. But you have to understand, these young men, they are – they're immature, and they're put in a situation where they are on a pedestal. They feel like sometimes they're invincible, and they don't all the time know how to deal with their emotions and deal with disappointment. And so they act out in certain different ways. Some guys drink alcohol or smoke weed, get themselves in trouble there. Some guys don't go to class, or it affects them on the football field. Well, Juwan allow for whatever to bother him, affect him to the point where it got him dismissed. And it wasn't always a done deal that he was going to be back on this team. There was a lot of going back and forth. And Coach Fulmer allowed Pruitt to make that decision and bring him back with a lot of stipulations attached. And Juwan passed every hurdle, did everything he was supposed to do. And Juwan has leadership qualities, and he's using those for good. It's kind of like a superhero. The difference between a superhero and a villain is one uses his power for good, the other one uses his power for bad. And Juwan was a superhero on Saturday. He set the tone with the crackback block. And when I think about a crackback block in the middle of the game or at the beginning of the game, I think about that bully on the first day of class, the first day of school, that meets you at your locker, and he takes your lunch money on the first day. So every time you go to your locker for the rest of the year, you're looking for that bully. And that's what Juwan Jennings did to the Auburn linebacker early in that football game, is that he took that Auburn's linebacker's lunch money early. So every time there was a running play, every time that it wasn't a straight-out pass, that linebacker was looking for number 15. And I thought that impacted not only that linebacker from Auburn, but Tennessee's offense, their toughness. Juwan got him juiced up a little bit, got him going, because he thrives off plays like that. Big game by Juwan Jennings, but a lot of guys stood out. And we're going to talk about all the players who made a huge contribution in Tennessee's big-time win, 30-24. Live at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive. Be right back.
You You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better. Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offer something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Let's show him how we can sing.
Yeah, we don't give a damn about the whole city.
What a beautiful song right there. Beautiful, beautiful song. And I don't know why Bama fans are so triggered. I mean, you've won all these national championships. You haven't even paid much attention to Tennessee fans. Not much trash talk. You felt sorry for us for a lot of the years. And now, all of a sudden, you're bothered. You're triggered. Come on now. Really? Really? You're bothered by that? That Coach Former led the troops in the locker room, the best song ever, and that is I Don't Give a Damn song. That's the best song ever. And Bama fans are a little bit triggered about that. That's weird. But
people were commenting that Jeremy Pruitt looked a little bit weird when that chant was happening. But the thing is this, if he's going to keep beating teams from the state of Alabama, I mean, you're going to have to get used to that. It just it is what it is around these parts.
In that moment, you don't think about that. Yes, Joey Kent. Yes, Wes Brown. Rashad Moore. Yes, guys who are from Alabama, Aaron Sears and Jason Allen. You don't think about that. You just You just won a football game. You're happy. And, yeah, you don't give a damn about that whole state in that moment. But, yeah, of course you are proud of where you came from and how you were raised and all those good things. But in that moment, absolutely not. You don't give a damn about the state or the team you just played. That's the point of it. Really, really, really great scene there. And I was hoping to hear that. I was hoping for that chant to come back. Glad that Coach Fulmer was in the locker room to lead that. And moving on, he doesn't need to lead it. This is what we do when we win games around here. We sing together, and we tell you how much we don't give a damn about the other team. Let's go back to the phones, the Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We're live at Betty Chevrolet, BettyChevrolet.com. Excuse me. Let's get to Justin, who is calling from Alabama. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're wonderful, man.
I am so happy. We won. I'm wearing my Tennessee gear. I look like Hollywood with this Tennessee version. I might get in trouble today at work, so might as well go out with a bang, don't y'all think?
Hey, man. Do you. Just be careful. Just be careful. It's still Alabama week, though, but be careful. If you have an Auburn boss, do what you got to do.
He's at Bama, so he'll get over it. I get one day, so the rest of the week I'm going to be quiet. Since I'm going to get this one day to shut all these other Auburn fans up. Because I don't give a damn about Alabama. Ooh. You'll have a very good day.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the phone call, Justin. Let's keep it moving. Let's get to Nathan. Nathan, good morning.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Hey, Nathan.
Man, that was so much fun. Unfortunately, I think a lot of us have battered ball syndrome, and when we get down to the end of a game like that, we waiting for the shoe to drop, you know? So it was fun to stop sweating and the game to be over and be able to feel really good about Tennessee football. Man, it felt great.
I agree.
A couple of things. You know, Tyson Helton has been given a lot of grief by a lot of the fan base and some media about the offense. And I can just tell you this, whether it's his own doing or, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. Guarantano has had a tremendous amount of improvement this year.
Yes.
Without a doubt, I think he's maybe one of the most improved, if not the most improved, quarterback in the Southeastern Conference. When you look in the opposite direction at Auburn and you see a guy that came back to try to do something special regressing. So I think you really got to give Tyson Helton some credit there. Now, I know that, Jeremy Pruitt said a few times that he was more involved with the offense, and evidently he felt like he needed to be. But this is a question for you because you obviously have more insight into the program and closer to it, finger more on the pulse, and maybe off base here. But I know Coach Fulmer was helping out with the offensive line in some capacity. I wonder if he's had any involvement or if they've asked his opinion on the two tight end set and getting him some more protection and some things changed up on the offensive side. That's the first thing. And number two, I feel like our open field tackling is getting better. Still missed, you know, a couple key tackles like the kid that's so fast. You know, we had a chance to tackle him. We got our arms on him and then, you know, he bounced off and ran for six. But if you'll discuss, you know, that, you know, Tyson Helton, how much JG has improved, Coach Fulmer's potential insight or not into the offense, or if they've reached out to him, or if you know, and then the tackling situation, because I think that's been a big issue for us for a long time. Thanks, Wayne. Have a great week.
Hey, thank you, Nathan. I think Jared Guarantano is the most improved quarterback in the league, one of the most improved quarterbacks in the country. And last year, we understand what was going on and how hard it is to even perform under those conditions. But you know, Jared did show me something last year that I knew that you can build on. Number one, that was toughness. Number two, it was poise and moxie, and he showed that last year against South Carolina. And sometimes it's hard to see good things in a loss, but I saw that in Jared last year. And he took a beating last year. That is something that will motivate your teammates, that will inspire your teammates, and possibly be the reason why a team follows you into a dark alley or to the fire. And they did that on Saturday. You can say whatever you want to say about Tyson Helton offensively, calling plays. He's been up and down. I thought Saturday was a whole lot better, and we'll talk about why. But his development of JG is undeniable. Looks really, really good. You can tell why Sam Darnold has been so prepared as a rookie entering the league and starting for the New York Jets. Coach Former, like in everything that he does, always takes notes. When he was coaching in Tennessee, I always used to watch him have a stack of note cards in his back pocket. And he would have a permanent marker, Sharpie. And he would write notes all the time. That's one reason why I carry a little notepad with me, and I write notes because I learned that from Coach Former. And Coach Former did that. He would write notes from what he's seen in practice. He would give it to the guys, give it to the coaches, and he wouldn't overstep his boundary. Because that was one thing I was worried about, was that Coach Former was going to try to coach again, and he's not been a problem at all. He's been very helpful to the offensive line. And when you're losing, I'm pretty sure it can be uncomfortable, like any and everything. But I thought those guys put together a really good game plan in the bye week. And, yes, there was some double tight end sets, but there were also some running backs lined up in the wing formation. And what's the wing? When is simply a guy lined up a yard behind and a yard beside the end man on the line of scrimmage. And we saw that wing formation with two receivers on the outside. We saw that early in the game. And Tennessee was setting that up, setting it up, setting it up, setting it up, seeing who was going to guard Ty Chandler, who was going to guard the wingman, so that way when it was time to run a seam route, it would be open. And I thought Tyson Helton did a really good job of setting plays up early in the game to be able to go back to and hit big plays later in the game. Him running on first down over and over and over and over, I thought that was something that it did get repetitive. It was very frustrating not seeing much production, but I think he was setting that up for the Josh Palmer deep pass late in the game that really sealed the deal for Tennessee.
But in that scenario, the main question that I have about that strategy, because I got that too when he had JG launch that pass. Obviously, you kind of saw, oh, he was sort of lulling them into thinking he was going to run on every first down, and then you hit him deep.
Mm-hmm.
But really, is the trade-off worth it? Because you wasted, I'd have to go back and look and actually count every single first down that ended with, either a negative play or 1 or 2 yard gain. I would say he maybe wasted 7, 8, 9 downs with ineffective first down runs just for that one play. Is that really worth it?
Yes. Jared was perfect from over 8 yards on third down. He was 11 for 14 on third downs. If you want to nitpick that first down run, if you want to nitpick first down runs, this ain't the day to do it. This ain't the game to do it from.
I mean, honestly,
this ain't the game.
That was about the only serious criticism that I have from that game.
This ain't the game.
There wasn't much else that I could say, but that's really just a question about that strategy in general. If it's not working on that first down run, is it actually worth it in the end, even if you make the, the play?
Last time I checked, Tennessee won. Jared was recognized
on Pro
Football.
What about the day when that pass doesn't connect? Then is it worth it?
You still have to run the football. You can't. This is not college football on EA Sports or Madden, where okay, they stopped you on a run, so let's throw it 70 times. You still have to run the football. You still have to make those Auburn safeties or Auburn linebackers step up and try to defend the run. Just because you're not successful doesn't mean you totally abandon it. You had opportunities to throw in lanes because Auburn thought you were going to run the football. The play action worked because you stayed faithful to the run. Even though you weren't successful, you have to continue to try to run the football. And they were successful in some plays. There with Tim Jordan hitting the edge, Ty Chandler with the trap in the beginning of the game. They were successful at some points during the game. The average says you were not successful at all, only rushing the ball for 2 yards a carry. But you can't abandon. This is not video games. You can't throw it 70 times. You can't do it, not in this conference. So you have to stay faithful to it. But Jared got it done. 8 for 8 on third down passes, past 8 yards, had a screen, a tunnel screen to Juwan Jennings, something that I talked about us needing to do, getting the ball to the outside to our wide receivers. We did that. But Jared was lights out. And I thought Tyson Helton did a really good job of the game plan this week, a whole lot better than weeks before. We got Larry in Kingsport after the break, so hold on, don't go anywhere. Swain and Vince live from Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, BeattyChevrolet.com.
For a replay of East Day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
Swain Event Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-255-03. Let's get to the phones, and then we'll come back to around the SEC and toss it to Ben. But first, let's get to Larry, who's calling from Kingsport. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Man, wonderful, man. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from y'all. Hey, man, I have just a couple things I want to say. First of all, Drew Richmond, this is the first time since he's been at Tennessee that I am proud to say he's a Volunteer because, man, he played a good game.
Hey, man, he did a really good job. He came out earlier in the week, last week, and said some things that really wanted the fans kind of wanted to see him go out there on the football field and do it rather than talk about it. And he did that. He went on the football field and helped protect Jared and helped deliver some of those big-time passes to our wide receivers.
Yep. Second of all, the Vol crowd was as loud as the Auburn crowd on TV. I didn't get to go to the game, unfortunately, but, man, they sounded great. Third thing is,
Ben was
when Juwan Jennings – oh, really?
Yeah, Ben was there. Ben, is Larry right there saying that the crowd was as loud as Auburn's crowd?
Larry is absolutely right. That Auburn crowd was absolutely dead. There's this I don't know, the stigma around Jordan Hare is that place gets really loud for 87,000 people. I was not impressed by the home crowd on Saturday, and that is because they are absolutely livid with Gus Malzahn right now.
That's funny. Third thing is, Juwan Jennings caught that touchdown pass. You know the first person that ran over there was Callaway, and he ran up to Juwan Jennings and said, "Hey, man, why didn't you high point that ball?"
That's the standard. That's the standard of wide receiver. You of what Coach Johnson's trying to bring back. Doesn't matter if you are successful or not. There's a way of doing it, and so that's what you want. If you're David Johnson, you want your players start to coach the other players, and that's when you know that you have a standard inside that room. That's encouraging.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling great about the rest of this season, and I'm looking forward to next year too, dude. These guys are coming around. They bought in finally.
They have, man, and yes, Tennessee plays Alabama this week, and we know that's going to be a tough test, a tough out. But you look at the rest of the schedule, and with the way this team has played the last two games and the way they executed in the last game against Auburn, there's a chance for this team to go to a bowl game.
I see us there.
Absolutely. It's a chance for this team to win seven games. It's out there. You can win seven in regular season games, or you can win seven in counting the bowl game. That is a whole lot different than what we expected after coming off that West Virginia and Florida loss. So it just tells you that any given Saturday, you can go out there and win, or you can go out there and get your butt beat, but you continue to get better each and every day. You work on your mistakes. You go to practice. You continue to develop, and you never know what might happen later in the season. Tennessee is a living example of that.
Yep, and our defense actually laid some hits this week, man, and I was so happy to see that.
They did. Need to work on some open field tackling, just like I think every team in America, but we did a really good job jumping on that football when it was a fumble. Against Georgia, he had four fumbles, did not recover any of them. Against Auburn, three fumbles, and the one you recovered, it was for a touchdown. And also defensively, there's been so many balls that have hit us in the chest, in the hands. Our defensive backs have dropped interceptions. Well, that was not the case on Saturday either, coming up with two picks.
Yep, I think Schamberger helped out back there, to be honest. He's a good player. He just needs to get on the practice field and show what he can do, because when he's on the field in the game, he's a gamer.
Yeah, he is a really aggressive player. He's one of the best DBs that we have. But Schamberger just needs to do it consistently off the field. And that is part of building the culture. That's part of building the foundation, is that you expect the best and you expect people to do everything right on and off the field. And if they don't do it, you can't waver, because that will affect building that foundation. And Pruitt has not wavered. He didn't waver. He didn't take Schamberger to Georgia. And Schamberger made a decision to buy in 100%. It was good to see him out there against Auburn, making plays and helping Tennessee win.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys, man. I enjoyed talking to you.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Let's go to Will, who's calling from Huntsville, Alabama, the greatest city in the state of Alabama. Will, good morning.
Morning. What a weekend, guys. So,
Absolutely. So
I've been in Huntsville for a little over 2 years now. And, you know, being a Tennessee fan down here, you don't get many opportunities to talk trash. I'm an engineer, and I have to work nights occasionally. And so Saturday night, about an hour and a half after the game finished up, I had to go into work, and I worked with quite a few people. And, you know, I walked into work, and I had my chest out. I had my nose up in the air. I had a bright orange T-shirt on. I had a Tennessee hat on. And, man, I was feeling good. I was rubbing it in every Auburn fan's face every chance I could get, because I know this weekend I probably won't get that chance with all these Alabama fans down here. But, man, I enjoyed every bit of that on Saturday.
No, I did too. I know Ben enjoyed it because his in-laws are Auburn fans. I got friends who are big-time Auburn fans, and I enjoyed it. I didn't get a chance to beat Auburn and play them three times. And I'm just happy for our players, happy for our coaches and our fans who was there at the game. But a really great feeling, really great feeling. We needed this win. It makes this season interesting now because, again, this team can go bowling if they continue to play the way that they played against Auburn and they continue to buy in. But they must stay healthy, though. This Alabama game is very important. It is a rivalry game, but it's important because we got to stay healthy. You're not probably going to win that game, but if you can stay healthy enough, you have a chance to really beat every team that's remaining on the schedule, except for maybe Kentucky, if Kentucky has something to play for. But big-time win, Justin. I mean, yeah. Will, I'm glad that you had a really good chance to brag and strut around Huntsville, Alabama a little bit.
Hey, absolutely. I do have one question. So with Tyson Helton, I guess, being on the sideline this week, what exactly does that give to the offensive players? And do you think we'll see that going forward? And with that being said, do you think that, you know, now we see the playbook open up a little more now that, you know, Helton sees Guarantano, you know, actually ball out for one? I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. I think Jared proved that he can handle more on his plate. He can handle third down and longs. He can handle, hey, let's go ahead and throw the ball and go for it rather than running a draw or a screen and just playing for field position. Jared has proven that he can take care of the football, that he's going to make really good decisions. And I think the first couple games allowed Tyson Helton to trust JG a little bit more. Tyson Helton being on the field seems like he was a very productive, I guess, change up there, adjustment. I think it's very important for a quarterback to come off the field and be able to look into the eyes of his offensive coordinator and vice versa. It's hard to know how your quarterback is feeling, how confident he's feeling, if he has it, if he's on fire. I think it's hard to really gauge that if you are in the box. Another thing is, you know, you can see things on the field that sometimes you can't see when you're in the box. You get a feel for, you know, Juwan Jennings, his energy, his passion. You know he's feeling it, and you say, okay, oh yeah, this guy has the juice. Let's go to him. I think you're able to tell that as offensive coordinator when you're on the field. But obviously that adjustment paid off. Let's see what happens moving forward. I don't see why you change it and put him back in the box. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll go around the SEC. We'll also highlight some positivity with Attaboy here on the Swain Event, live from Beatty Chevrolet. Stay with us.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
There is a 30% chance of showers today, mostly cloudy with a high of 77 and a low of 56. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 66 and a low of 48. Wednesday looks to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Here on the Swain Event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened for breast cancer now. Early detection is key, and Premier Surgical is at the forefront of the latest diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Holmes, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
All right, we have Attaboy here. Highlights of positivity in the world. So let's do that. Right now, Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
1 in 8 American women will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Premier Surgical Associates of Knoxville urges you to encourage the women in your life to get screened right now because early detection is key. Visit PremierSurgical.com for more information. It's Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust. And I think for today, there's really only one place to go for the biggest attaboy if you're a Tennessee fan, and that is Jarrett Garantano. He had turned in the best performance of his career by far, a career-high passing, 2 touchdowns through the air, no interceptions, and he was named to the Pro Football Focus National Team of the Week. He was their QB for that kind of all-star team for this week. It was just so good to see that big performance finally come for JG. Hopefully this builds his confidence, really gets him going for the rest of the season. Because if he plays like that week in and week out, like we were talking about in that last segment, this is probably a team that's going to go to a bowl game. And this is probably a team that's going to keep surprising folks down the stretch. And that's really exciting. So big attaboy for a big performance from JG.
I think Drew Richmond deserves an attaboy, too. I think he played better. They were the offensive line, did a better job in pass protection. Keeping Jared as upright as possible to allow him to make some deep throws down the football field. But, yeah, JG gets the attaboy today because
No other position is scrutinized like the quarterback position at the University of Tennessee. It takes for a quarterback to be away from a program 2-3 years, sometimes longer, to get the recognition they deserve. And that was the case for Casey Clawson. It took about a year for folks to realize that about Josh Dobbs. And Jared, I'm not really surprised by Jared's performance on Saturday, but I'm happy for him because he answered a lot of critics who wanted Kayla Chris, who for some reason thought Jared blocked, ran around, caught the ball, and called plays too. Jared only did what he was – his job. And I thought early in the season he played some winning football, but they didn't win. And so it's easy to put all the blame on the quarterback. But Jared had help. Jared played well, took care of the football, made some accurate throws. He's been accurate all season long. But it just shows when everybody else does their job. And then you have some improved play calling, what can happen. So kudos to Jared, who has been professional as the quarterback at Tennessee. We don't hear much from him as far as talking to the media, but he did a great job. Great job. He gets the attaboy today. Ben, anything over there on your side?
No, sir. Can't go away from giving Jared Garantano an attaboy today.
Cool. All right, let's get to Concrete Vol, who's on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Concrete Vol, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. You got people in your life, you know, that in different types of situations, it could be whatever, politics or sports or anything, where when they say something and it either validates you or refutes what you say, well, in a lot of ways, you are that guy to me when it comes to football. And So I was sitting in a local establishment watching the Auburn game, and I'm like, this is not an original thought. I'm like every Tennessee fan that watched us run the ball on first down in the second half. I think it was like 11 out of 12 times or something, or 10 out of 11, whatever. It was very – and everybody's like, oh, my God, why are we still running it off – why are we running it between the tackles, you know? And then when they hit – was it Palmer or who did – anyway, they on a first down late in the fourth quarter, they throw that deep pass to 84.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the guy next to me, and I was like, holy crap. That was all a setup. They set that play up.
Yeah.
And I didn't say crap, but I said something. I don't remember. But see, it just hit me. I was like, that they've been setting that play up all half.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw you in the locker room yesterday, and when you made that point, and I was like, yes, I wasn't full of crap.
Well, I thought that during the game, Concrete. I thought that during the game. Joe Mofagan, former Vol, had said something about us running on first down and potentially setting it up, and I just agreed with him. I quote tweeted it and said, yep, that's what I think is going on. And then when we had the deep pass to Josh Palmer, I was like, yep, I had the same reaction as you. Without that deep pass, then we would have had some valid reasons to criticize Helton, even in the win. But it was apparent that he was setting that play up, just like he set up the deep pass to Ty Chandler with the double wing set, something that they ran a couple of different times early in the game, and something new we haven't seen this season. And then they hit Chandler up the seam with that deep pass. And so you can tell that Tyson Helton was setting plays up.
But I don't mean to necessarily denigrate every coordinator that's been here over the last decade, but because, I mean, I think we've lost any kind of faith in anything being set up. It's like whenever when Butch had a statue when he first got here at quarterback, and we kept running the run-pass option plays or read option, and I'm like, well, he's got to be just setting it up where he's going to have him keep the ball. And no, he wasn't. It wasn't that at all. He was just going to just keep on handing it off, and nobody was going to respect it. So it's like you just kind of – you're right. Like if you had run the ball 12 out of 12 times, then that was an issue. I'm glad anyway. I'm glad that that isn't exactly rocket science, but I mean, there's times whenever coaches are like everybody, all the rest of us, they can be bullheaded where they're like, we're going to run the ball. And I think I told you, I've talked to a lot of people about it earlier in the season. I'm like, with the receivers we have, if we can block, maybe we want to be a power run team, but we're playing like tight ends at fullback and stuff. Maybe we're not a run team. We're just not. We can throw the ball and these guys can make plays, but of course you got to be able to pass block. So
yeah,
it was nice to see Drew Richmond.
It was good to see him make some plays and concrete ball. Thanks for the phone call. Again, you can't abandon one or the other. You have to continue to run the football because you want those Auburn linebackers and safeties to at least try to come to the party. It doesn't matter if you're successful or unsuccessful. The Auburn DBs, Auburn safety and linebackers, they're still going to try to go stop the run. And when they do that, all you're doing is setting up the next play to pass the football. And so it made it easier to execute some of those slants, some of those formations where we are in three wides. We had triple slants on one side. I think we hit a couple of those during the game, 1-4 first down, maybe even more. But you can't abandon the run. You have to continue to try to run the football even when you're not successful. Let's get to Hitch. Hitch, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic, Hitch.
Well, I tell you, it was a lovely day in paradise. I have to say that. You know, you were talking about run or pass. I don't care which ones they do either. And if you're running it, set up the pass, or if you're passing it, set up the run, whichever one is working for you. Somehow the coaches figured out what would work for us. Garantano's best day ever at the University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I would say to you guys, I don't see it turning back. I don't see guys make that much of a jump in a game and they digress from then on based on, you know, keeping the same players we've got now and through next year. So I see this be a big step in the University of Tennessee. We've had 10 years of crap, as y'all know, and I've said it many times. That's on our athletic directors. That's on our coaches. We've had 10 years of people that did not understand Tennessee football, guys. But as far as the game goes, that the fans felt relieved would be an okay word, but ecstatic would probably be a better word.
I agree 100%. You got to add in the leadership, the boosters, and the donors in there, too. When you look at the last 10 years and the reason why we haven't been successful, too much changeover, too much infighting and trying to gain power, too much selfishness. And hopefully this is a reason for everyone to continue to work together and see that you do have a football coach, you do have a staff, and you may have yourself a quarterback. For the future, you may have yourself all three, an AD, a head coach, and a quarterback. And that was a heck of a performance from JG on the road at Auburn, one of the toughest places to play in college football. We have touchdown turnover coming up next, and then we have Mike in Atlanta. Then we'll go around the SEC right here on the Swain Event.